Hundreds of Western Equatorial State citizens greeted Governor Futio by singing songs with the help of Balanda musician veteran Useni and performing traditional dances. It's the first time Futio has been in the state capital since being named governor about a month ago. Speaking in Arabic to a crowd in the Freedom Square in Yambio after his arrival, Futio promised to restore peace and stability across Western Equatoria.
My first priority is to make sure all the citizens sleep free from any security threat. I want to organize all my forces at all levels and all those who were in my former cantonment site of Rirangu must all come back and be disarmed by the Disarmament Demobilization and Reintegration Commission. There is no more war and no more fear. I want women to move freely in their own stead.
Governor Futio says he is working with officials from the defunct four states of Mamadi, Maridi, Budwe and Tombra to form the next state government.
I have brought executives from the defunct states of Western Equatoria to discuss how to bring unity and peace to the citizens. My office is free for everyone, especially the vulnerable, because I went to the bush to fight for equality for all.
SPLM-IO Deputy Chairman Henry Oduo, who is also the National Minister for Mining, urged citizens to cooperate with their new governor and help develop the state.
But today, the governor that you have here is brought to you by peace. Peace has brought to you Alfred Futio as your governor. And he is here to make sure the peace, the revitalized peace in South Sudan, is also implemented here in your state. We would like you to work with him to make sure we realize that peace. Western Equatoria probably could fulfill the provisions of the agreement faster than any state in South Sudan because you have peace and all you need are resources.
Oduo called on President Salva Kiir to consider appointing the SPLA-IO nominee Johnson Oloni for governor of Upper Nile State.
We have signed on to peace. We IO are for peace. Today is a day of peace. Have we fulfilled all that we need during the pre-transition, the provisions of the agreement? No. Now we have formed government, Artigonu. Have we fulfilled all those provisions? Not really. As you all know today, in Upper Nile, we are stuck on who is going to be governor. The agreement says this party chooses, IO chooses, government chooses, and they appointed. But Olony, our nominee, has been rejected. And this is a problem. Today I appeal to President Salva Kiir to make sure that Olony takes that governorship. All we want is peace.
Intercommunal violence has raged in parts of Western Equatoria over the past few months, especially in Tombra County. In a report released last month by the UN Office for Humanitarian Affairs, OCHA said in Western Equatoria State, the SPLA-IO has used the prospect of the cantonment, military, integration and disarmament, demobilization and reintegration to attract new recruits. It said the rank and file, however, were unlikely to benefit from these measures and that their disillusionment was a significant risk factor for renewed violence. The report also said recruitment drives have caused considerable damage to community cohesion, resilience, and customary authority already impaired by earlier waves of violence in the region. Governor Futio and several other Western Equatorial leaders vowed to promote peace, reconciliation, and development across the state. For VOA News, I'm Seba Martin Murangi in Juba.